Over the last couple of years, debate has taken place across the ditch in New Zealand about replacing their existing flag with a new, less traditional national flag. After a call went out to Kiwis to submit their ideas for the new flag, over 10,000 designs were put forward, and then it was cut down to 40, and from there cut to 5, which is what was taken to the first referendum. After that first vote, 2 standout alternatives were pitted against each other before 1 ultimately went up against the existing flag in the second and final referendum. The most popular of the New Zealand flags was called the Silver Fern Flag, and its designer Kyle Lockwood joins me on the line this morning. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for joining us on 2SER this morning.
Yeah, not a worry.
Now, let's go back to the beginning. When and how did you come up for the design of the New Zealand flag that you put forward?
Yeah, look, it would have been about 15 years ago when I was at university, and I studied architectural technology, and we were talking about attaching flags to buildings, you know, flag poles, and I just started sketching what I thought would be nice to go on top of the flag pole.
Mm-hmm. And what sort of symbolism did you sort of represent in that flag that you put forward?
Yeah, so I'll describe the flag to the listeners. It's a silver fern flag with the silver fern and Southern Cross, using the colours black, white, blue and red. And the symbolism is that the silver fern represents all the multiple points on the silver fern, represent the multiple cultures of New Zealand coming together as one and growing onward and upward into the future. And the Southern Cross is a reference to our existing flag.
Now, let's have a look at the existing flag. And as we know, it's quite similar to the Australian flag, a couple of colour differences, obviously, and the points on the stars.
Yes.
What do you think of the current New Zealand flag? Like, is this something you've never sort of quite liked about it? You thought, maybe we get rid of the Union Jack, it's time? What are your opinions on that?
I think that I felt that the Union Jack didn't represent modern New Zealand, and I thought that we should have a symbol that's internationally recognisable, and I felt that the silver fern was that symbol.
Well, it is quite recognisable as a very unique New Zealand thing. You know, we look at the silver fern, I think most countries around the world would, and they'd know, oh, well, that's from New Zealand.
Yes.
So it does seem quite a good choice to replace the Union Jack.
Yes.
Do you think the flag referendum is actually a step towards New Zealand becoming a republic? Is this something that's slated?
Possibly. I mean, Canada changed their flag 50 years ago, and they're still very much, a Commonwealth country with the Queen as head of state.
Mm.
But I think that New Zealand may ultimately become a republic, and so would Australia at some point in the future. I don't know when that is, but it could possibly happen in, say, 30, 40 years, maybe.
Well, maybe. I mean, it seems to take a long time, these things. They have a lot of public consultation before they put it to a vote. I mean, Australia went to a vote and it got voted down, but obviously the question was a little bit ambiguous at the time.
Yes.
Now, the final vote saw your alternative flag narrowly outvoted by the traditional flag. Now, what do you think? How did you feel about this at the time? We're obviously a bit disappointed, but what are you thinking now?
Well, it was quite, in some ways I was quite happy because the some of the exit polls were coming out at sort of 25% to 30%, and it actually got 43.2% of the vote. So there was only, you needed another 6% and it would have actually passed.
Yeah.
So it was very, very close. So I was quite happy about that.
Is it something that do you think it's dead and buried now? They're not going to look at changing the flag at any time in the future? Or do you think they'll sort of look at alternatives again maybe in 10, 15 years?
I think it could possibly happen. Particularly if we do become a republic, then I think at that point we would definitely be looking at it again. But it won't be something that will pop up in the next year or two, that's for sure.
Yeah, I guess these things sort of, you get the excitement of everybody up, and then if it all fails, everyone's like, oh, and everyone's a bit sad for a while. It's certainly how the republic's been here.
It's a little bit like that, but interestingly, about 1 million people voted for this particular, the Silver Fern flag.
Yeah.
And I was in New Zealand last week, and looking around at the flagpoles, and there were a lot of silver fern flags flying. So a lot of people are privately flying them. So, and I've had a lot of messages of people saying, well, I don't want to fly the Union Jack flag. I want to fly the Silver Fern flag now, and that's the one I'll keep flying.
Oh, it's interesting, isn't it? It's almost like you've spurned a protest flag. It's like people are going to fly your flag now because it's, we decided ourselves that we want a new flag and we're going to fly the new one. I love it.
it's pretty neat, I thought.
Now, it seems that the debate and the vote was all conducted in a very civil manner. I think Australians sometimes look at New Zealand and everything seems a lot more civil over there. Did it seem that way for you when you were there? Like, was it very, it wasn't sort of anything flying around. It was all just very civil and neat.
Generally it was quite civil, and New Zealanders are quite a friendly bunch. Of course, there were a few political things going on in the background, which I won't go into, a few misconceptions and that sort of thing. But, on a whole, generally, it was very civil. And I think looking at it from an international perspective, the international media have been very respectful of the process as well. Mm-hmm. And that's been pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I think it's always interesting to watch from an outsider's point of view. Now, I understand you're in Australia right now, and I'd love to get your opinion on the Australian flag, because, of course, there's a lot of people in this country who would like to see a new flag as well. How about you design us a new flag? What do you think?
I've been asked that question many times in the past, but I think that should be done by an Australian citizen or someone who was born in Australia. There are some flags that I quite like. One of them is called the Southern Horizon, which has got the Commonwealth Star in the top left-hand corner and the Southern Cross. And I think it's got the colours blue, yellow and green and white. Mm-hmm. And that's quite a nice design. I think with Australia, it would probably be good if it did happen that both sides of politics supported change. In New Zealand, we had both sides introducing policies to change the flag, but then in the end, the Labour Party decided, oh, no, we don't want to do this, even though it was one of their policies. So it'd be quite hard to get consensus across all parties, but I think that would help a lot if Australia were to go down the same path.
Yeah, that'd be interesting, I suppose. Maybe if Australia... I don't want to say that Australia takes the lead at anything. I actually would have been happy if New Zealand did it first. But, I think sometimes we look at each other and sort of get ideas from each other. So, maybe we'll do it at the same time one day.
maybe. You never know.
Well, I really appreciate you having a chat to us here at 2SER this morning. And I really did actually really love the design, to be honest. I would have loved to have seen it get up. But maybe next time. Maybe when I'm flying my New Zealand flag around, I'll still use the Silver Fern flag as well. How's that?
Good on you.
Thanks very much for joining us here at 2SER.
No worries.
That was Kyle Lockwood, who was the designer of the New Zealand flag that didn't quite make it. That's right, we're saying 43.2% of the vote it did get, but didn't quite get up over the current flag. But it's quite interesting having a chat to the designer anyway and finding out his thoughts on it.